In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
The last verses of Surah Al-Furqan point to the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim assalam.
The Almighty Allah says, "And the servants of the All-Beneficent God, are they who walk on the earth in humbleness, and when the ignorant address them, they say, 'Peace.'" The Holy Quran 25, 63. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, Kolani, ibn Mahiyar and others, Rahmatullah alayhim, have narrated, from Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, alayhi salam, that these verses were revealed in praise of the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam. It means that, in return of addressing ignorance, the servants of Allah say something that keeps them safe from sins, or say something good to the ignorant people, or salutes them.
According to traditions, this was also revealed in praise of the legatees of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who do goodness with the enemy. And they who pass the night prostrating themselves before their Lord, and standing. 25, 64. Traditions say that this verse was revealed in praise of the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim assalam, and the blessed Barghi in Mahasan. From Sulaiman ibn Khalid has narrated that, while reading Quran, when he reached this verse of Surah Al-Furqan, "And they who do not call upon another God with Allah and do not slay the soul, which Allah has forbidden, except in the requirements of justice, and who do not commit fornication, and he who does this, shall find a requital of sin. The punishment shall be doubled to him, on the day of resurrection, and he shall abide therein in abasement." 25, 68-69. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said, "These verses were revealed for us. And by Allah, he has advised us, although he knew, we would never commit fornication." Sulaiman says then, "I read this verse. Except him who repents and believes and does a good deed, so these are they of whom Allah changes the evil deeds to good ones." 25, 70. The Imam said, "Wait. This verse was revealed for you Shias. Surely, a sinner believer will be brought on the day of judgment. He would be made to account before him, and made to count all his sins, one by one, and would be told, 'You did that sin at that time, at that point.' He would accept, 'Yes, I have done them.' At that time, Allah, the Most Forgiving, would tell him, 'I have concealed all your sins in the world, and did not defame you, and today I forgive all of them.' Then, he would command the angels to erase his sins, and write rewards and worship instead. After that, he would raise his record of deeds, so that all can see it. At that time, people would exclaim in surprise, 'Glory be to Allah. There is not one sin in his record.' This is the meaning of Allah's statement, 'So these are they of whom Allah changes the evil deeds to good ones.'" 25, 70. The Sheikh has narrated in Amali similarly, from the Hazrat Imam said at end of the tradition that, "This verse was revealed for our sinner Shias." In Basairat Darajat, it is narrated, from the same Imam that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "One who brings faith on vilaya of the true infallible Imams and remains away from their enemy, Allah will forgive their minor and major sins, and convert their sins into rewards."
Sulaiman has said in the tradition of Mahasan that, "I read the remaining verses till I reached the verse, 'And they who do not bear witness to what is false, and when they pass by what is vain, they pass by nobly.'" 25, 72. It means that those who are not present in the gathering where music is played, and vain things are done, or do not give false witness, when they pass through useless and meaningless things, they pass with demeanor, and do not pay any heed to them. When I read this verse, the Hazrat said, "This verse is in our praise, and our qualities are mentioned in it." After that I read this verse. "And they who, when reminded of the communications of their Lord, do not fall down the real deaf and blind." 25, 73. The Imam said, "This verse is revealed for you, Shias, that, when the verses, which are in our praise, are recited before you, you believe in them, and do not doubt it, rather you think and ponder over it." Sulaiman says then, "I recited." And they who say, "O our Lord! Grant us in our wives and our offspring the joy of our eyes, and make us guides to those who guard against evil." 25, 74. The Imam said, "This verse is in our praise." And Ali ibn Ibrahim, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated that, when this verse was recited before Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, he said, "If it is only like this, then a strange thing is being asked from Allah, that Allah should make them the leader of the pious people." He was asked, then, "How was this verse revealed?" He said, "And make for us guides or infallible imams, from those who guard against evil." In another tradition Imam says, "We are the leader of the pious people," and according to another tradition, wives, refers to the Lady Khadija, and offspring refers to the Lady Fatima, and joy of the eyes, refers to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and guide, refers to Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhim as-salam. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Ibn Abbas that, the Imam recited all the verses, and then said, "Make us from the guiding people, so that people can acquire guidance from us," and this verse was revealed in the praise of Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam. Abu Sa'id Khudri, Rahmatullah alayh, has also narrated that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked Jibrail, "To whom does the word wives refer?" Jibrail said, "The Lady Khadija, alayha salam." Then he said, "To whom does offspring refer?" He replied, "The Lady Fatima, salam ala alayha." Then, he asked, "Who are the joy of the eyes, that is the light of my eyes?" He said, "Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam." Then, he asked, "To whom does the statement, make us guides for those who guard refer?" He said, "Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam."
Ibn Shahra Ashub has narrated, from Sa'id ibn Jubair, on the explanation of this verse, "O our Lord! Grant us, that by Allah this verse was revealed in praise of Amirul Mu'minin." And the Hazrat usually supplicated in the same manner. That is, "O our Lord! Grant us in our wives," which means "give me Fatima." And "our offspring" means Hassan and Hussein. "And the joy of our eyes," that is the divinely ordained infallible imams, should be in the progeny of Hussein, alayhim as-salam. Maulana Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, said, "By Allah I found my sons obedient to Allah, so my eyes illuminated, and I become happy." Then he said, "And make us guides to those who guard." It means, we follow the pious ones, who were before us, and people who came after us should follow us. These shall be rewarded with high palace, because they were patient. 25, 75. It means that, in exchange of obeying Allah in the world, and remaining patient on the harassment of the enemies of Allah, they would be given a very high position in the paradise. Sa'id ibn Jubair, Rahmatullah alayh, says that, it refers to Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, Hassan, Hussein, and the Lady Fatima, salam ala alayhim, and shall be met therein with greetings and salutations. 25, 75. It means that, angels come to welcome them, and give them news of peace and salutations from Allah. They will forever remain in elevated houses and palaces of paradise.